This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We're back with hour number two. Some of the things that are happening today are so beyond the pale. You can't even understand what's going on except that it's a communist takeover of the United States of America. That's pretty clear. You know, we're the greatest nation in world history. There's no one who used to ever debate that. Liberals used to go along with that years ago, and I'm not talking ancient history. 5 years ago, liberals would say we're the greatest nation in world history. 10 years ago. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, every liberal said we're the greatest nation in world history. We got problems, we made mistakes, bad things happen like every other country, but we're the greatest nation in world history, we're the role model for the world. But today, it's just hatred. Hatred, these are communists, they hate us. Biden's UN ambassador trashes America. This is the United Nations ambassador. Says white supremacy is weaved into our founding documents and principles. Joe Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, on Wednesday, trashed the U.S. on the world stage. She told the National Action Network that if America is going to join the U.N.'s Human Rights Council, we must acknowledge our own failures. That's funny, because last I checked, the Human Rights Council is filled with all the world's murderers and torturers, communist scum, Muslims, Muslim nations who torture and murder, and communist nations who torture and murder. We have to acknowledge that we are an imperfect union and have been ever since the beginning. She went on and on about her great-grandfather was a child of a slave. Great-grandmother, excuse me, was a child of a slave and how she grew up in the segregated South. I've seen for myself how the original sin of slavery weaved white supremacy into our founding documents and principles. She said claiming white supremacy led to the killing of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and just on and on. You know, listen, every day white people are killed by black people, and black people are killed by black people, and Asians are killed by black people. And none of that is racism, and none of that's a hate crime, and none of that is black supremacy, and none of that is weaving into our nation's, you know, entire history. But let one black person be killed by mistake, by accident, or on purpose, by police who happen to be white, and all of a sudden the entire nation is about white supremacy. It's so ridiculous. Why do you keep trying to divide the nation about black and white? It's unbelievable what's happening in our country. Everything is divisive. I don't care that these people are black, that are being shot by police. I care that they're criminals and they're misbehaving and they're disobeying the police and they're attacking the police or running away from the police. And they're involved in crimes, which makes them criminals. The fact they're black doesn't matter. It's incidental. But liberals can't live with that. Everything's got to be about race. And the idea that the real criminals are, you know, conservatives who support Trump and let's put him in jail for life is all fed by this narrative of what happened on January 6th. They've never, ever, ever gotten conservatives ever, 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 ever once in history nailed us with some sort of a, you know, riot or insurrection or whatever you like, call a violent incident where we're taking over a government building. It's always liberals. So they finally found one incident, and they did it because they, in my opinion, they purposely made sure there weren't enough troops and enough military and enough police, just enough law enforcement of any kind, National Guard, standing in front of the Capitol. And then they invited us in, and then when they invited you in, everybody is now guilty of the worst crime in the history of America. It's like Pearl Harbor. It's unbelievable. A mother of four protesters from breaking windows, faces 55 years in prison. Victoria White is a single mother of four daughters who volunteered with the Trump Victory Campaign, helps organize Back the Blue at 9/11 memorial events, and is now an insurrectionist, according to the liberal media. This picture of her, she's a beautiful gal. You know she did nothing. Nothing. Except maybe you could find her guilty of trespassing, which isn't even a real crime. Misdemeanor. Pay a fine and walk away. While traveling to D.C. from her home in Rochester, Minnesota on January 6th, to listen to then-President Trump speak, following Trump's speech, this woman, White, Victoria White, made her way to the Capitol along with a crowd of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and as things began to spiral, she found herself stopping two people from breaking a window, demanding that doing so would be unpatriotic and wrong. She maintained she did not vandalize or hurt anyone, quite the opposite. She was trying to prevent that. In the FBI's own report, they note there's a video in which an individual who appears to be this Victoria White, wearing the same red cap and black coat as seen on White's Facebook page, is seen arguing with other rioters who are attempting to break the glass. In the video, White could be heard yelling at the individuals attempting to break the glass, and she physically attempts to pull them away from the glass. A sample of the screenshots in the video are shown below. So here's a picture of her, and I see it. She's screaming at these people. White is circled in red. I tried to stop these people from breaking the Capitol window, because when we go to see the president, we don't do stuff like that. That's not patriotic. According to our charging documents, the FBI is claiming that White had attempted to grab an officer's shield. Their big smoking gun against her, she says, was actually just an attempt to protect herself from getting hit with it or forced into it by the crowd, not trying to hurt anyone. The hectic scene led to an officer striking White in the head with a metal baton. She responded by reminding the officer he took an oath to the Constitution and what he did was uncalled for. The officer, White says, responded by calling her a witch with a B in front of it, hitting her again and again. The third strike caused her to bleed from her head. On Thursday, April 8th, her home was surrounded by federal agents, and she was arrested while her daughters were home. She was released but cannot leave the state until her trial. She's charged with six offenses that combined carry a maximum sentence of 55 years in prison. She's now attempting to raise funds to care for her family and be able to afford an attorney that will fight for her. Now, when you understand what kind of damage has been done by Black Lives Matter, and you're treating a mother of four who did nothing except try and stop people from doing dumb things like that, and then pregnant single mother raided by the FBI, detained for a week after going through an open door at the U.S. Capitol, now faces over 30 years in prison. Felicia Conold of Arizona was on a road trip celebrating being alive after a bad accident left her with a broken back and half her face ripped off in 2020. She never traveled before. For the first time in her life, she's been taking road trips through the country that she loves so dearly with her brother while homeschooling her 10-year-old son. When she heard President Trump was going to be speaking in D.C., they decided they had to stop to their road trip. She had never been to a protest before, did not know what to expect. In fact, she did not even expect it to be a protest, just a rally. What she did know is that patriotic Americans who loved their president were not often treated kindly, and that she had a little boy that needed her. She packed the medical kit, brought some extra protective layers to make sure she'd get home safe. She had left this attack the event. She hoped by bringing supplies or training for veterinary medicine may come in handy if things went terribly wrong. January 6th was unlike anything she would experience in her wholesome and quiet life in Arizona. Most of her time consists of spending time at her home, gardening, taking care of her animals, and homeschooling. Conold did not realize it was a protest when she followed the crowd to the Capitol. The door to the building was open. Police seemed to be allowing people inside, so she went. She was kind and friendly to police, left quickly when she was told that people were not supposed to be there. When the arrest of Capitol rioters started, she assumed she was okay. After all, she did no harm. She thought the people who were being arrested were the ones who were violent or engaging in vandalism, not peaceful people like her. A month after the protest, she was yanked from her bed at gunpoint by the FBI. Her entire street was blocked off and crowded with unmarked vehicles. Her small mobile home was raided, and a two-page-long list of her belongings was seized. She's 4 months pregnant. Her son has always wanted a sibling. The expecting mother was detained for a week. Bizarrely, the FBI told her not to speak to other law enforcement agencies. Upon her release, she found her social media accounts had been removed. She was banned from the stock trading app Webull. The media smeared her as an insurrectionist and painting her to be someone she is not, while all traces of her life and who she really is vanished from the Internet. Without social media, she cannot defend herself. The media can now paint her any way they want. I mean, these are the stories going on. Speaking of the Gateway Pundit, Cornell said she would just like to say that myself nor 90% of the people hunted down and rotting in jail are who they are not who they are making us out to be. Through the tireless efforts of Americans, the truth will prevail. She sent two quotes that she has written in her journal that have been running through her mind. If we do not hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately, for Benjamin Franklin. And those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigues of supporting it, from the American Crisis number 4, September 11, 1777. Along with losing her social media, so she can't talk to anyone or defend himself, but defend herself, Conald was placed on house arrest and can no longer earn an income because she was a gig worker and law enforcement claims it's too hard to track. While dealing with all the discomfort that comes with pregnancy, her ankle is being damaged by the monitor, and she's receiving hate letters in the mail. She's been banned from communicating with her own brother, who's also charged. Kind neighbors and friends have been doing grocery store runs for her since she can no longer do them. To make the situation worse, she's been given a court-appointed attorney who seems to have very little interest in actually proving her innocence. Those who fight for her come with a hefty price tag. She's been charged with conspiracy, civil disorder, obstruction of an official proceeding, knowingly entering or remaining in an unrestricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and disorderly conduct. She's now trying to raise funds so she can secure an attorney. So both these women's stories are at Gateway Pundit right now, thegatewaypundit.com. And you can donate. But at the same time that's happening, the lead story is Black Lives Matter protesters take over a Dallas restaurant and chant, "Who burns, I'll say, crap down?" That's not the word they use. They use the SH word. "We burn crap down." And the group barged into the restaurant while people were eating dinner and intimidated people and screamed out, "Silence is violence. Why the F," and they use the F word, "are you quiet?" The group went on to demand to intimidate people who weren't playing along with their public temper tantrum, even kicking drinks off tables. Silence is violence. There's the problem. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Bernie Madoff, by the way, died today. I think he was 82 years old. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure 82 years old. And there's a guy who's going straight to hell. There's a guy I'll never see inside the pearly gates of heaven. I guarantee you that. Headed straight to hell. And the world will not be missing Bernie Madoff. That's the last time I'll mention that. But it's in the news. It's something you got to talk about. And other stuff in the news that I'm going to talk about during this segment is just the corruption, the legal corruption inside the D.C. swamp. I'll tell you about Nancy Pelosi's husband. I'll tell you about a former Biden official that lands a half-billion-dollar contract to manage the border crisis. Gee, what a surprise. I wonder how they got those deals. Terrible. First, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it ties in with this news story that a Singapore dealer is building a vault that will hold 15,000 tons of silver. 15,000 tons of silver with the anticipation, belief, that everybody wants to buy silver. I think people want to buy gold and silver. And those vaults are going to fill up really, really fast. You know, all the vaults of the world, they're looking for new vaults. So this company believes it's a great profitable idea to build this gigantic 15,000-ton vault in Singapore. And they're building vaults all over the world. Because with everything going on and the money being spent by the Biden administration, you have to assume that gold and silver are going to be, you know, the option, along with Bitcoin nowadays. That's another option. They're all a default. That kind of means that you don't trust government, that the world's got big problems, that the economy has big problems, that Big Brother is screwing everything up. Because gold and silver are an insurance policy. And the precious metals dealer, official precious metals dealer of this show, Wayne Allen Root Show, is Asset Strategies, ASI. I said Strategies International. The solution for all the disaster that we're headed towards is the golden rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver down for the year. That's great news because you could buy low and sell high. Aren't you glad gold isn't through the roof and silver isn't through the roof? It's good luck for all of us. The lower it is, the more we can buy. But I guarantee you this much. The future of gold is promising. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus, trillions in infrastructure spending, tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. And, of course, the past does not absolutely guarantee the same thing is going to happen in the future. But in the past, when throughout history, thousands of years, whenever governments spend irresponsibly, gold and silver is the insurance package. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. Tell them we're sent you or go to assetstrategies.com, 800-831-0007. So let's talk about Nancy Pelosi's husband. Because he made an excellent options trade. Because you have legalized insider trading for members of Congress. It's literally legal for members of Congress to trade on inside information, including government contracts, before deals are announced. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did just that, or rather her husband did. Okay? This is an unbelievable story. This is all true and it's all legal. Barron's reports Nancy Pelosi's husband bought Roblox and Microsoft stock. The Barron's article is behind a paywall. Fox News also reports the same thing. Pelosi's husband bought $10 million in Microsoft shares through options. And also this Roblox, which is ticker symbol RBLX. Okay, Paul Pelosi exercised call options and paid $1.95 million to buy 15,000 shares of Microsoft at a strike price of $130 that same day. He paid $1.4 million for 10,000 shares at $140 apiece. And since then, Microsoft shares have doubled. Microsoft share prices have climbed from about 230 to roughly 255, an increase of about 11% after the company secured a lucrative government contract worth about $22 billion to supply U.S. Army combat troops with reality headsets. The deal was announced March 31st. And he bought these shares on March 19th. It's unbelievable how much money these people make. Members of Congress are allowed to trade stock while holding public office with inside information. Nancy Pelosi, by the way, the seventh richest person in Congress. And I'm guessing that doesn't even include her husband, Paul Pelosi, very wealthy venture capitalist.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to leave their country, and that more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. After a third straight night of protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says people need to keep the protests peaceful and free of violence and looting.
Your voices have been heard. Now the eyes of the world are watching Brooklyn Center, and I urge you to protest peacefully and without violence. Let us show the best of our community.
A curfew begins tonight at 10 o'clock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn. Otherwise known as the Warrior, the big law. The Energized Health event is not a political event. We're not going to have a big political discussion. It's a 90-minute event at Ahern Hotel this Saturday, April 17, 10:30 in the morning. This is about changing your life because I need you with me for years to come, man. I want everyone to live a long life. I want to extend your life if humanly possible. I'd like you to look years younger. I'd like you to feel years younger. I'd like you to have high energy. I'd like you to be thinner, with therefore, ergo, healthier. Less inner body fat, visceral fat, which is the killer. And you get rid of that fat, and hopefully, potentially, you stay healthy. And so Energized Health is the company that does that. They're having an event this Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue. How do you get in the event? It's free. It doesn't cost anyone a dime. EnergizedHealth.com. Go to their website, EnergizedHealth.com. Click on live events and you register. That's it. Click on live events, put your name in. EnergizedHealth.com, click on live events, and then I'll see you on Saturday. We expect, I don't know, like 100, 150 people. And so I'll have a chance to meet every single one of you up close and personal. I'll spend as much time as we need, and maybe after the event we'll have a little political event as well. You know, a little question and answer session. I'll answer anything you guys want up close and personal. After the event is over at 12 noon. So 10:30 to 12 noon, Ahern Hotel this Saturday, Wayne Allyn Root, as well as John and Chelsea Jubilee, and quite a few people are bringing along who are on the program, who listen to this show, change their lives with this program. And, of course, one of them is me. Another one is Andrew Paul, my producer, lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. I lost 25 pounds inner body fat. Amazing story. See you at Ahern Hotel Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Register at EnergizedHealth.com. Click on live events. Our guest is here, Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show on WRKO in Boston, contributor for the Spectator USA edition, website spectator.us, spectator.us. Grace, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm awesome, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you've got a column that caught my eye because I'm the world's biggest fan of Ron DeSantis. Matter of fact, if Trump does not run in 2024, I'd like it to be Ron DeSantis as the Republican standard bearer for President of the United States. If Trump does run, I'd like Ron DeSantis to be the vice president. We all know that Pence is not in a love affair anymore with Trump, and Trump would never run with him again, I would guess. And so I would love to see DeSantis as the VP with Trump, and then the next president. I'm not sure of any Republicans ever getting elected president again unless we solve this voter ID issue, but that's another story for another day. Right now, I just want to tell you, I think DeSantis is great. I think he's the best governor in America. I think he's the role model for the Republican Party. And you wrote a column called The Relentless Campaign to Smear Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Don't you agree with me? The reason they're smearing him is because he is very dangerous to them. They know he is the next possible GOP presidential nominee.
Yes, the only thing I have to disagree with you on is you said you're his number one fan, and I think I might be his number one fan, so I might allow you to be his number two fan.
But no, all right, I'm number two.
He's a common sense guy. He does what normal people want their governor to do, and I love this narrative that he's this evil monster. I call it the living under the rule of Ron, because meanwhile we're told how bad all his decisions are, how he's going to create this complete disaster in Florida. And I don't know if you've noticed it, Wayne, but a lot of people seem to be wanting to move to Florida. There's not a lot of real estate there. And meanwhile, in New York and in other states, there's a mass exodus. So it's not really adding up for me. I think they're scared that he's looking at 2024. I think they know that he has the appeal with people who hate the media because he's not afraid of hating them, too. And I think he's a real contender.
Yeah, no question about it. I think he's got the edge. And of course, one of the things that backs up what you and I think is that CPAC, when they took the vote. And again, it was in Florida, and we do have COVID, so I mean, most people probably didn't travel very far. It was probably a, you know, overwhelmingly Florida event, along with maybe some Georgia and some, you know, some North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, but it was kind of that region where they all like and know DeSantis, but he was the front runner, besides Trump, for president in 2024. So, you know, we're not making something up here. He's definitely well-liked among Republican, you know, Republican audiences, Republican circles. About a week ago, Russia Today called me and they wanted me to do an interview where I would defend Ron DeSantis, and I gladly did it, and I, you know, did about a 15-minute defense of him and championed him. And they were talking about this apparent scandal, this grocery store chain that received exclusive rights to vaccination distribution from DeSantis, and they had contributed $100,000 to his PAC. Tell us about this story and whether we should be worried that it's a scandal.
It's a complete nothing burger. It's about as big a scandal as the Russia hoax. It's absolutely absurd. Not only is it not a scandal, but it was, you know, their favorite word, the Democrats love to use the word debunked about stories that are not debunked. This actually was debunked by a Democrat in the health department in Florida who said this had nothing to do with exclusive rights going to Publix. Publix was ready to go. And the amazing part about the 60 Minutes cut, which I know you know, Wayne, is that they took an answer from Ron DeSantis. It was not a private interview, because 60 Minutes has done that before where they've cut out people and, you know, made them look bad. But in this case, this was a press conference with tons of people there, and they still had the gall to take his answer in which he laid out the entire scenario about going to Publix and going to county health officials and figuring out the best plan that worked, by the way, it actually worked. And they cut it up and they seamed it together to create a completely false and libelous narrative. And now they're surprised that he's mad, and they're trying to say, oh, listen, we didn't do anything wrong. It's wrong, and it just, once again, it shows you that what is the pushback here? Why do you hate this guy so much unless you're afraid of him?
Oh, they're definitely afraid of him. He's certainly you know, one of the clear GOP frontrunners, and I think it's really just him and Trump at this point. If Trump doesn't run, I think it's DeSantis's for the asking, and if Trump does run, I think DeSantis has a great shot at being the VP. He was just playing golf with Trump. I think they like each other a lot. But tell us about the other side of the coin, Grace, because on one hand, it's a conservative like DeSantis that does everything right, and they try and destroy him. And on the other hand, it's a liberal like Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York who does everything wrong, and it results in a lot of older people dying, and they try and make him into a, you know, knighthood. You know, he wins an Emmy. He gets a new book deal. He's the, you know, he's the romantic interest of every woman in New York. He's a stud, a single stud. Tell us about the Cuomo, the other way that Democrats treat, or liberals treat, Democrat heroes.
Yes, I was hoping you'd bring up America's boyfriend, as I think Vogue once called him. It's completely insane that they try to make a hero out of Andrew Cuomo. And the thing that I notice is that these journalists have so much material that they're not only not talking about, they're actively burying. So that is why they have to get so creative when it comes to Ron DeSantis. They have to make things up. They have to become like Martin Scorsese and start editing in the green room all of his cuts, when instead they could just go to Andrew Cuomo, and there's a treasure trove of scandal, of corruption, but they don't want to go near it because it's their guy. Now, there has been a slight shift with Andrew Cuomo, and I'm sure you've noticed this as well, and that's only because it's, you know, more politically convenient for them now to throw him under the bus than it was when Joe Biden was running for president. But it absolutely does drive me insane that this guy who won an Edward M. Kennedy Institute Award for inspired leadership was running the worst scandal during this pandemic, and none of them seem to care about it. And something I notice is people want to say, oh, well, you know, CNN does have a headline in the bottom left hand of their website. It's not enough. The level that this guy was corrupt and did New York so dirty, there should be bigger headlines and bigger outrage from these activists who pretend to be journalists.
It's just amazing. And look at the, you know, New York's economy is in shambles, and every small business, every restaurant is hanging by a thread or out of business. And then look at Florida. I don't know. Are you down in Florida, Greg? Oh, no, you're in Boston. You're in Boston, so you're not even in Florida. But have you seen the economy in Florida? It's booming.
Oh, my gosh. You're making me so sad that I'm remembering I'm in Boston. No, I have been to Florida since the pandemic started. And I have a lot of friends who travel to Florida and family, and they'll tell you it's a whole new world. And I was actually thinking about this last night because That is part of the Ron DeSantis situation that I think really bothers not just the media, but also the Democrats. They're basically one and the same now. But I think he kind of ruined this idea of we had no other choice. This was the only way we could handle the pandemic was to lock everything down and make everybody miserable. Because what he does is he sets up this foil for people. He sets up this foil where they go, well, wait a second. How come Florida was able to keep schools open? How come Florida was able to keep the economy open? And they don't seem to have this, you know, massive disaster that everyone is predicting. So he kind of called their bluff. And I think it really bothers the media that they kept, you know, predicting impending doom, to quote CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, and it never came to fruition, and that drives them crazy as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally, that's been my contention from day one, not bragging here. What did Muhammad Ali say? It's not bragging if you could back it up. From last late February and early March, I kept telling everybody, don't lock down, don't lock down, don't lock down. Flu does not, you can't hide from flu. You can't get away from a germ. You can't stop it. You can't block it. People will get sick. Unfortunately, sadly, some will die. But even back in March, I knew almost every death in China and Iran and in Italy was all people over the age of 75 and mostly in nursing homes and over the age of 85 and 95. And for young people, it was basically a 100% survival rate. Middle-aged people, 99.98% survival rate. I knew it back then. And DeSantis did it the exact right way. Don't kill people's living and jobs and businesses for a flu bug. It makes no sense. Even if it's a bad and highly contagious flu bug, there's no reason to do it. DeSantis was one of the few in America that listened to me. So great job, Ron DeSantis, and great job, Grace Curley, who is certainly tied for the number one DeSantis fan with Wayne Allyn Root. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you so much, Wayne Allyn Root. I still love being on the show.
Have a great day. Her website, spectator.us, spectator.us, Grace Curley of The Grace Curley Show, a WRKO in Boston. We'll be right back. More. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. Eat with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them WAR sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get
get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Revive Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. Even though the services are virtual, the quality of care you receive is not compromised. It's all online with telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. No long waits, no hassles of visiting the doctor's office. You can't get sick from another person in the doctor's office. It's a convenient and safe and healthy alternative. You don't even need to go to a pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered to your door. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars just on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before. It's brand new. Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available. But within literally days or possibly a couple of weeks, it'll be available all over the United States in a state near you. It's ideal if you're uninsured, underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse. You can sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24/7. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. And those of you who know, one of our big sponsors is Liberty Health Share. And you'll say, well, is this an alternative to Liberty? No, no. This goes hand in hand with Liberty. Liberty doesn't offer you, for that $59 fee, you get, meetings online, right? Like an office, going into a doctor's office, right? You get the same thing online with a medical professional, a telemedicine doctor. You can't get that at Liberty. Liberty doesn't give you no copay on medications. Liberty has nothing to do with getting medications. And so you save hundreds of dollars just on medications. Actually, what this is the perfect thing to add together with Liberty Health Share. The perfect two of them together are like the perfect health care answer. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. You don't leave Liberty Health Share. You join both of them. is what I'm trying to say. This poor lady, I swear, you know, this is the way liberals see things. They feel so bad for this kid who got killed in Minneapolis, and I would much rather he did not get killed. I'd much rather the towns are not burning. I would much rather that Floyd never got killed either, George Floyd. You know, I'd much rather they'd be alive. But when you act up and you disobey policemen and run from policemen and fight with policemen and you have criminal records and you're committing a crime at that moment, guess what? Bad things happen. So the left goes nuts for the guy who gets shot. But I feel bad for the cops. I really do. Now, Derek Chauvin, I don't feel bad for. I think he's getting a raw deal, but it doesn't matter. He still should not have kept his knee on that guy's neck for so long. That whole situation just looked terrible. The problem is, to my understanding, it was exactly what he was taught at the police academy from the day he became a cop. So if that's the policy of your police, you can sue the police, but you can't put Derek Chauvin in jail for the rest of his life. It's not murder. He was doing exactly what he was taught and trained to do against a very bad guy with a terrible criminal record, George Floyd. But let's move on to this guy, this new guy in Minneapolis. And here you have a cop who's a female, Kim Potter, the guy she killed, Dante Wright. Now, Kim Potter may be incompetent, I don't know, or maybe she's had a really bad moment of her life. 26 years a cop, I know of no other bad incident in her life. And then you make one mistake and they charge you with manslaughter and you face 10 years in prison. That's crazy. And far left loons and goons have leaked your home address of this Kim Potter. And the police were forced to erect a fence around her home. The BLM mob out in force again last night. A cop could be killed. Your family, your children could be murdered. Does anyone understand? She's got children. I'm sure the day before they were in school, right? I don't know. Maybe they're all grown and out of school. But the day before they were living normal lives in school, in college, in grad school, or maybe out in the real workforce. And their mother was a cop and all's good. And all of a sudden now they're all marked for death by BLM and Antifa. And they can't go out anymore. Their lives are all ruined. This is crazy. Police forced to erect a fence around her house, protected from violent leftists. Police were there guarding the property of Officer Kimberly Potter, now you'd say former officer, now charged with manslaughter. Potter's five-bedroom house surrounded with protective fencing after protesters leaked her address online because she fatally shot a black man. What if she fatally shot an Asian man? Would there be any unrest among Asians? Nope. Have you ever seen Asian unrest? I haven't. Not in the United States. Have you ever seen Jewish unrest? Have you ever seen unrest because they kill police unfairly kill a white person? No. The only thing you see unrest for is when they kill a minority. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. You know how often that happens? Out of millions and millions of interactions a year, it happens a couple times. And each time, it's a criminal committing a crime and fighting the police. And in this one case, instead of a man, like, beating the crap out of someone, this is a woman who thought she was reaching for a taser and reached for a gun in the heat of a crisis situation. You know, if a doctor is operating on the operating table, in the operating room, right, and he makes a mistake and you die, guess what? He doesn't lose his career and he certainly doesn't go to jail. No one says it's murder. No one says it's premeditated. They call it an accident. The doctor gets sued. Maybe he has to pay off. Maybe his insurance company pays off. Maybe not. But he doesn't lose his whole life after 26 years of no mistakes. But if a police officer makes one mistake, it's murder? And you're going to prison? And your family's ruined? And your life's destroyed? After 26 years? And this country burns, 60 people arrested in protests in Portland, Minneapolis, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago overnight. Curfews in place all over Minneapolis. It's all insane.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.